is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the All Days Off podcast with Alex Aronson and Corey Yoskowitz.
Hey, everyone.
And this is an exciting episode in that we are adding to the All Days Off team. We found someone else who is also a lazy piece of shit who doesn't know anything. And we want to welcome to the squad Max Fine, everybody. Max, welcome.
It's an honor and a privilege, man.
Yes.
It's an honor, with that intro, I mean, what more could you ask for?
Max is a comedian joining us as a producer on the show. But today we want to like get to know you a little bit.
Yeah, man. Ask away, dude.
An open book, man.
I really am. That's the main role of being a producer.
Right.
Yeah.
Look, he's got his notebook open
yeah,
already.
Dude. Yeah, we love notes. It.
Yeah, dude. I feel like Ha Ha is volume 3, actually.
Are you just about to read us a bunch of bits you've been working on?
Absolutely. Hey, yeah, dude. This is my only shot, really.
Oh. You use this as a credit now?
Dude, 1,000%.
I fucking love that.
This is huge.
This is huge for all of us.
Yeah, this is great.
I mean, you're getting a real professional.
Dude, from the bottom of my heart, I'm very excited. We have been talking about having a producer on to help us out.
Yeah.
So we've been doing this podcast for 2 years now?
Yeah, we probably started 2 years ago.
We started summer of the pandemic. So, 2 years ago. And it's a fucking it's a lot of work for two people that don't like to do work.
Yeah. And he doesn't like doing anything either.
Yeah. So I feel like if we combine three people that don't do work to just do work that really only requires one or two, you know what I'm saying?
We need the buddy system to hold each other accountable.
Yeah. Some people have to call in the cavalry. You know, I get it.
I'm here. We need accountability buddies. Yeah. That's what we are now. Yeah. Accountability buddies.
Yeah.
This is a monumental day for All Days Off podcast. And you, of course, are a stand-up comedian. How long have you been doing comedy now?
About 9 months.
So we've been doing this podcast longer than Max Fine has been doing comedy.
Yeah, we're fucking vets out here.
Fucking vets.
And you're how old?
23.
So we met at Greenwich Village Comedy Club. You were doing some spots there.
Mm-hmm.
And you were very funny. And also, dude, you come off like you are straight out of Texas.
Right. Yeah.
No, and I know this is not the first time you've heard this.
No, it's...
it's one of the first things people notice about you is that this guy's super sad. Like, yeah, I'm from the Bay Area. What the fuck?
I really am, dude. I don't... Lord made me special, you know.
Here's my thing: are you intentionally saying that because you know it's a very southern thing to say, or is that just what comes to your mind to say?
Both.
That's San Francisco, if I've ever seen it.
It really is.
It's San Fran for sure.
Yeah, they're angry at me over there. They're
like, you don't belong here.
Yeah, they're like, get out of here. Like, why? They're like, not. They're just like, that's. Here's the thing. I hear it too. Yeah. That's the worst part.
I know what I sound like.
I hear it. I'm like, dude, talk normal.
How do your parents sound?
They sound pretty good. I mean, they sound...
they sound great.
They sound really how you'd like them to sound. And so is my brother. Oh, dude, it bothers no one more than my family. Like, they're just like... They're like, people talk to us about you.
You're out to dinner and, politics comes up at the dinner table. Then they hear your voice and people are like, oh, shit, they think we're on the fucking wrong side of things right now.
Yeah. No, they don't care for me over there. But then I was telling you, I was in, Alabama, and I didn't sound like at them either. Like, they would be like, get out of here, Northerner. They would be...
You need a home, and that's why we brought you on.
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah,
dude.
This is your home now.
Wow.
Yeah. That's hilarious to think, you're in Alabama, and they're like, hey, get out of here. Go back to New York, you motherfucker with that accent. Well,
they're just like, why is he trying? This is a bad southern accent. And I'm like, well, where I'm from, it's pretty killer. And
100% hit rate all the time.
Yeah, dude. People, I remember in high school, there was a pitcher for the Giants, Madison Bumgarner.
Yeah.
And people thought, and he's from, Alabama or, South Carolina. Like, he's from the South. And kids would come up to me, and they would say, Madison Bumgarner, KNBR, 680 the game. And they were like, you say that, because it sounds like him. And they wanted to show people. And I was like, what are you talking? I had no idea that it was that bad. But people would ask me to. And the thing is, people, this is, people tell me, they're like, you must be really good at accents. I was like, no, dude. Oh my God. If I could do another accent, I'd stop doing this one.
Dude, I bet
do you have a San Fran accent?
No, I would speak like
no,
that.
No, I'm saying, like, can you do it?
No, I have no. Here. Like, I'll try to talk. Hey, guys.
That was just, I don't even know what that
yeah,
was.
What would a San Fran accent even be?
I don't know, dude. That's
welcome to the Bay Area. Welcome to the Bay Area.
I've been trying to figure it out.
I think that's more LA.
I don't think that was anything.
LA. Welcome to LA.
Yeah, I think I
don't even know what a Bay Area accent sounds like. I just know it doesn't sound like what you talk
it's
like.
It's just gonna be like, do you code? I feel like that's it.
Yeah.
No, I don't do that either.
What do you do?
I work at Trader Joe's.
Okay.
TJ's.
Yeah. Wait, quick question. Like, I think we might have went over this. Every single worker there is the happiest person I've ever seen. What's...
I mean, let me tell you. Are you allowed to talk? Are you allowed to probably find out some other things. I do a good job.
It's okay.
I do a good...
They need you around in the milk aisle.
Yeah, I stack milk. That's kind of what I'm at.
Is that your official job title, milk stacker?
Milk stacker?
No, well, here's how it works. I work in the cap. Well, it's the dairy cooler, but I call it the capital.
DC.
Why?
DC.
Oh, dairy cooler.
Oh, that was great. Dude, oh. Yeah, so I'm presidential. I'm in the capital.
The executive room.
Yeah, right.
You guys have cabinet meetings in the milk section?
I like to think so. I don't. I mean, I'm a pretty big deal back there.
He's campaigning right now.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Cause,
for governor of Texas, I think.
So, sure. Yeah, I'll take that one, too, if this doesn't take off. but I rotate between 2% and whole a lot. Sometimes we get 1%. Which is crazy.
Wait, you get that? I'm confused. You get that specific? Like, hey, Max, you're working 2% today.
No, it's just part of the
your
trade.
You're stocking 2%.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, if it's a busy day, if we're slammed, you know.
Who's got oat milk? Yeah. Who's got oat? I got oat.
Oat milk, dude. Oat milk's a whole other bag of hammers. I mean, there's a lot of oat.
Did they not promote you to oat milk yet?
No, I'm not getting promoted.
All right, take us through a day at Trader Joe's. What time are you up in the morning? What time do you need to get there? And what does milk stacking look like?
Sure. Boy, will the audience love to hear this. I wake up. I've been up since 4 a.m. I get up at 4.
Jesus.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's, you know.
Do you ever have, like, dreams about stacking milk? Like, anxiety? Like, sometimes I dream in Excel, and that's really scary.
Really?
Yeah.
Weirdo.
You've never had anxiety dreams about work?
I've had anxiety dreams. I don't think Excel has ever once been in my dreams.
I'm just picturing Max, like, milk spilling all over him and having a nightmare.
It's like the you wear your underwear to school dream.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like spilling milk everywhere and yeah. Slipping.
I'm trying. I mean,
so you wake up at 4.
You wake up at 4.
I do wake up at 4.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
I'm sorry to interrupt you again, but that's literally the most insane thing I've ever heard.
It's so I could do comedy at night.
Fair.
Which is so I never miss any because nothing really happens before 1. So that's why I did it. But I just don't end up sleeping, which is, you know. What I mean, when you want to get in the milk business, you know,
you gotta
work for it. So I do. I do that. I typically work. Work starts at 5, till like 1, and then comedy until I try to get to bed by 10, but sometimes, and that's my day every day.
Are people? What time does Trader Joe's open? What time are people like, I need to go get my peanut butter cups?
8 a.m.
8 a.m. Okay, I guess that's fair.
Oh, so that means that's a lot of...
Like,
the work before must...
Yeah, it's just cutting pallets. It's all right. I mean, you just... Like, you just do it. Like, it's like it's manual labor.
Yeah, in some way, I do envy that.
Yeah, because you're not thinking... Doesn't that sound better in a way? You're not thinking about anything? Yeah. I was...
That sounds like... Yeah, I get to work from home.
Right.
But like responding. Yeah. I'm like responding to emails though and like dealing with like fucking pressure to do shit. And like sometimes just like working with your hands, that kind of sounds
great. 100%.
Is Trader Joe's hiring?
Yeah, man.
It doesn't need to be the milk section. I'll do whatever.
Yeah, no, you know, I wouldn't let that happen.
No,
yeah,
I'm trying to get in.
Yeah, Max, we had to let you go, dude.
You would never once be able to, I don't think I don't think if your life depended on it, you'd be able to wake up at 4 a.m. I don't think you would ever.
What time do the cashiers need to get in?
Oh, dude, I'm also a cashier. You think I'm not a switch hitter?
You think this kid doesn't have fucking versatility?
I thought his title was milk stacking.
No, he's versatile.
Every resume has a header.
Yeah, but, you want a niche. Yeah. Every resume has a header. That's good. But you need a niche, you know?
Yeah, no, it makes sense. You got to specialize.
Yeah, if you don't have a special, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get it. It's tough out there. But so I do register as well. They might be training me on flowers soon.
That requires training.
It does. Yeah.
Are you excited for flowers?
No, I liked what I had going in milk.
What? You like milk? Yeah.
You like things up in D.C.?
Yeah, dude. What? If anything, it's always going to be a downgrade. I don't know. Once you figure out where yogurts go, you know, you're kind of set, dude. Like, if you're the quarterback, you don't want a new offense coordinator every other season. Like, you know, 100%. Yeah, dude, I could tell you right now where we're gonna put the kefir. Like, you know,
what's kefir? I'm sorry.
What's kefir? Oh, dude, goat's milk.
Wait, so do you? Yeah. Now are you like a milk? Do you like really know about milk now, or you're just a stacking specialist?
I'm more of a stacker, quite frankly.
You couldn't go up to a cow and milk it at this point.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely not. That feels stressful.
Are you into milk though?
You know what's the craziest part? No.
You hate milk?
I really enjoy juice.
He's a juice guy.
That's fair.
Yeah. You know, it's good to be a fan. And yeah.
It's like Brian Windhorse. Did you know who he is?
Who?
It's like you know Brian Windhorse or no?
Absolutely not.
He's like... The analogy is not going to make any sense now. He's just like a massively huge reporter, but he like started following LeBron when he was a very young kid. He like made it off that. Like,
yeah,
he's
yeah.
just like, yeah, I'm just he's just looking in on the outside.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, got it. Dude, but it sounds like things are going great at TJ's.
Yeah.
I don't know how, because I've been to his apartment, because you do a show, Goon to a Goblin, which is a great name for a comedy show as well.
Because we're out here trying to make a milli.
You're like, I have no idea what the lyric means, but...
Respect.
Yeah, no idea. I was talking to him about the show. He's like, yeah, we call Goon to a Goblin. I have no idea what that lyric means. But I'm really excited to have you on the show, man.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it, too. But
yeah, dude, it's the coolest thing I've ever heard, and I don't know what it means.
But
yeah.
He lives in a straight-up frat house.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. As you can tell, I'm pretty put together.
I fucking love those vibes. Wait, where are you? Are you Brooklyn?
Yeah, Williamsburg. And then...
Chilliamsburg?
It's a good time.
Yeah.
I
love Williamsburg. If I could live, that would be my dream neighborhood to
live
in.
We're just in this back house that looks like a frat house.
Yeah, so that's what's insane. They have this crazy backyard. You share it with another apartment, and they're just totally chill with you. Are they also just a bunch of young 20-somethings?
No, they're just chill people. Like, nobody cares. It's really nice. It's really... it's pretty surreal. We can get like that many people and like it's like a big enough space.
How many people?
A ton of people.
We had like
at least 40.
No, we had we had over 60.
Really?
Because I have.
Wait, is this a party or is it? What are you talking
a show.
About? Oh, show. Oh, now you're talking about the show.
But at the end of the show, he was like, "Oh, we're all going out here." I was like, "Oh fuck."
My neighbor up on Halloween throws a party that she claims gets over 200 people.
Jesus,
it's
now we know what we're doing for Halloween.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
To the All Days Off family.
You're all invited.
Soiree at my place.
Soiree at my place. That was your attempt to do a non-Southern accent right there.
Dude, bonjour, bro. Halloween, it's a good time. Hang out with your producer. it's going to be a soiree. I don't know if I have invite powers to that party, but really using it. I'm really going to. I'll use them.
Yeah, I mean, you have some sway now.
Yeah, I'm pretty.
But listen, I'm a producer.
What was it?
I'm a producer now. Right, I can decide who comes in.
Sure, and who doesn't. Sure.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I'm really impressed with myself.
as you should be.
Yeah.
You're an impressive young man. Yeah, you're what, 23 years old?
23 years old.
Did you go to college?
I did go to college. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Wow. I was going to say, where'd you go to school?
The University of California, San Diego.
Okay, cool. Wow.
Go Terns.
Okay. San Diego fits your vibe for sure.
Yeah. To be honest, I didn't really like it. Like, really? San Diego, it's really, like, it's what it's known for, it's really good. Like, it has beautiful beaches. It has, like, the weather's incredible. There's good food. but like it's really dull, dude.
Yeah.
And like it's just like just three ways connecting freeway. Like there's no like great transportation. Like I don't know. I just didn't. It felt very old and not.
I feel you.
But
the
it
beaches
was
were sick, but there was really not much else there.
Yeah. Is what the what I
nothing
thought.
Compares to New York.
No, especially yeah, exactly.
Nothing
especially
compares to New York. I love awesome. When people shit on New York.
I mean, I simultaneously hate this city at every pretty
yeah,
much
but,
every moment.
Okay, but
yeah,
go to another city. And
oh, I can't
like,
imagine living anywhere else. Yeah. But I fucking despise it here. At
that's
times.
Like the craziest part.
Yeah, dude. Our basement in our house is only like 5 feet tall, and then there's like these beams, so you get domed if you're just walking around.
his basement is fucking disgusting.
It's
there's a fish, basement.
Yeah, well, that's where like the comics were hanging out. It smells like absolute ass.
yeah, that'd be
there's a dog down there that like is crazed down there.
You keep a dog down there?
Well, no, there's a fish tank. It's the pet
I don't
want to
phrase it like that. Yeah, we have.
Yeah, I mean, you trapped a dog down there.
Yeah, I mean it like that. Well, I mean. Jeez.
We don't want to get PETA involved in the first episode that Max
No, the first of all, the dog is very well taken care of. And I want to make that. I mean, we can joke, but
no,
God.
The dog was treated great. The dog was treated great during the show.
Yeah, dude. We had a great time. There were several dogs at that show.
I'm just trying to say it reeks something awful.
Oh, no, yeah,
basement.
No, it does. Yeah. That's because of the fish tank.
I was like, I hope this isn't where Max sleeps. Then when I got there, I was
no,
like,
I'm
I hope this isn't Max's
sleeper.
Room. Because I know you're the comic, so you're probably, you know, I always
I
took
do
the shittiest
make a lot
room.
Less money than that.
I took the shittiest room in the apartments with roommates all the time. So I was like, I hope this is not.
No, it's, I'm telling you, I'm so, like, one of the, they had a party once, and they're, one of them's in, like, finance in that world. And I was talking to this girl they're from all his friends. I was like, oh, where do you work? And she was like, oh, I work for a city. I was like, oh, what do you do for the city?
What do you do for the city?
And she was like, nah, Citibank. And I was like, I got to go, dude. Because you know how dumb you feel after someone's like, oh, where do you work? Wells Fargo City. And you're just like, Trader Joe's. Like you're just saying that to so many people.
Yeah.
And, like, and then you know people feel bad. You know you have a bad job. I feel like if people try to sell you on your own job.
That's great.
Yeah, they're like,
that's great.
No one says that to an accountant. You know,
hey, you tried.
Yeah, they're always like, oh, that's
like you
a
must
really
get like sick food deals. Right?
Yeah, oh yeah, it's always like you get 20% off. It's like, yeah, you make like $200,000, dude.
yeah, but you get to skip the line of TJs.
No,
those
people that say that to you, like Citibank people, they love Trader Joe's. So
oh
they're
yeah, they're always
all the time.
Yes.
Yeah, so they're probably kind of enamored with you, honestly.
They're like, holy shit. They think they just met like a sick promoter who's gonna get them into clubs and shit. Like,
you're the
TJ's guy.
Yeah, dude.
Cut that fucking huge ass line on Sundays.
Yeah,
which is unbelievable.
It is expansive. Yes,
expansive.
They are very friendly though. I was at a TJ's
so
recently.
So friendly. Like,
they wave the flag. Please send the next customer over here.
Dude,
I'm ready
telling
for the next
you,
customer.
I've never once like it is. Next level friendliness every time I speak to a Trader Joe's employee.
I think a lot of them are stoned, maybe.
I would not be that friendly if I was. I would be way less friendly if I was stoned. I'd just be like so tired. I'd be like, oh my God, I'm on like.
I will say everyone I work with is like very great and like very nice.
They're all
just very nice people. And it's fun to be around. And yeah, I don't. I'm just really dumb.
Do you have any idea why they're so nice? Like, it's not like, you know, like,
they're
they're just like very overly friendly. And like, I'm like amazed. I'm like, whatever they have, I need it right now.
Something in the interview process is weeding out the most just like always friendly.
Are they just
people?
Like super grateful people?
I think they're, in general, they just get nice people. Like we had to go through 3 interviews.
Is it a cult?
For
you
like,
can be honest.
First of all, obviously I couldn't be. And no, not that I know of. Either that or I didn't get the invite. I don't know.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Well,
DC runs the show.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we're big. I mean, yeah, you know, every car needs a motor.
Every car needs a motor. You got the Texas sayings.
Yeah, I don't know if those are Texas sayings.
They're sayings. Sayings in general are just not, or like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's a New York saying. That's like, right. What does that mean? Like, sayings and phrases, I feel like, are just a Southern thing.
Yeah, there's like, get out of here. In
but that's
New
not
York,
like
but
a.
That's not really
like a.
That's not a saying. That's just like a.
That's a suggestion.
But like a stick in the mud, or whatever you said earlier.
I did say stick in the mud.
Yeah.
Trader.
Which, honestly, if you think about it, isn't that big of a hurdle. Like, just. It's just a stick.
Just pull it out of the mud.
Yeah, they're not. Like, that's a very. Like, stick in the mud, it's like ruin it for everyone. But you could just walk around it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah.
It's not that big. You're acting like a stick in the mud. All right, well, just
log in the mud is a bigger challenge. I mean, you'd still be fine.
You need multiple people.
Yeah, like, you'd need several cars in the mud, and you'd be like, all right, well, now you're a jerk.
You're a piece of shit, man.
Yeah. Trader Joe's has an amazing judgment of character.
Yeah.
There's something in the interview process.
Yeah, there has to be.
Yeah.
Look, like, they only hire the best.
I don't know what else to say.
They need to be judging more things. Like, they need to have control of more. You know what I mean? Like, when you, I guess, like, in the voting process.
The voting process?
Yeah, Trader Joe should definitely have, because they'll know, like, okay, this guy's actually a huge dick, or, like, this guy's a really good person.
So there's, like, a Trader Joe's poll? Yeah. Here's Trader Joe's pick for president.
The TJ Morality poll.
Yeah. TJ Morality. And just kindness. Overall kindness.
Mm-hmm.
And willingness to help you with your bags.
I mean, yeah, you just, it really comes down to being a bag-based job. And it's because it's a lot of bag work. And
a lot of bag work. Is that what, on the requirements, it's just like, you have to be able to lift a certain amount of weight, and you got to be able to handle a lot of bag work.
It's a lot of bag work. Yeah, no, because
some people are good with bags, some are bad.
And it took me a while, dude. I mean, there was a lot of eggs on bottoms for a while. I'm not going
to
lie.
There's a flow. It, right?
There is. Oh, yeah, dude, you could totally rip it. I mean, you're wasting product. you just...
Wasting product. Are they? Do they charge extra for the brown paper bags at Trader Joe's?
Oh, yeah, that would be 10 cents.
That'll be 10 cents. Yeah.
Everybody charges extra.
No, sorry. Yeah. It's a nickel, but when you're getting a double, it comes out to be
they charge
10
you for
cents.
Both.
That's a 10 spot.
Because you always got to get double.
Of course, yeah. No.
Trader Joe's is like, let's give them the weakest fucking bags ever so they always have to double it up.
Right. It's true.
Evil.
Yeah, look, and it's, I'm sorry.
do you have, like, is there a culture of, like, do you do happy hour with your TJ's coworkers? Like, do you go get drinks? Are you friends with them? Or is it like a milk in, milk out kind of thing?
Milk in, milk out. It's strictly business.
We only talk milk.
Outside a hole, we really don't
we
have
go
much
out and
to
get
talk
some
about.
White Russians. Yeah, that's what we do.
Oh, most definitely. I'm trying to. Well, actually, at my shows, it ends up being a lot of my coworkers.
Yeah, so I met some DJs coworkers.
That kind of is like a social event we do. I've definitely gone over to hang out. At other people's
places. You guys
places.
Must have the best snacks at your get-togethers.
Yeah, you would think. Yeah.
Samples? Are you ever the sample guy?
The sample guy? What? Yeah, of course, dude. Of course. Well, they give us a tasting. They call it a tasting.
They let you guys taste the products before?
They used to. COVID, they changed a bunch of it. But now, so they pick out a product and they give it to everyone. And I've been known to take seconds at things.
Let everyone else get a bite first, Max.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, dude. Oh, I'm a nuisance.
No, you're like, fuck you, I work in D.C.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, no, we got jackets, dude. Bigly.
You got jackets.
Yeah, no, I'm a really good representative of the company.
That's perfect.
Actually, it was pretty funny. I had my review the other day. Got a pretty sweet promotion.
You got a promotion?
Yeah, dude, 70 cents.
Fuck yeah. All right, well, on an hour, that's
we're taking it.
That's significant,
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, we're not denying that.
No, it's instrumental.
It's going to be able to pay for all the ring lights you're buying later.
Oh, dude, first of all, to the viewers out there, We're gonna start the Patreon.
Yeah, we're gonna get that shit up.
We need some additional.
They're really putting a lot of pressure on their producer. And
yeah, we did think of some good ideas though.
Yeah,
we got. I think are we restructuring right now?
Yeah. Well, I mean, all days off. You know, we're kind of lazy. We don't really follow. It's not that we don't follow, but we're late to things.
Yeah. Like, I feel like every time something happens, like, in the world that everybody's talking about, I only see people's opinions about it, but I never actually know what happens. Yeah. There's so many things where I'm just clueless. I don't even remember.
I'm never part of the larger like, the conversation that everyone's involved in. Like, give an example of the Johnny Depp, Amber Heard. Everyone's talking about it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, yeah, I heard something about a turd in the bed, and that's surface level. That's all I really know. I'm not willing to read an article about it. That's where it comes down. I'm not willing to watch a video about it. I'm not willing to read about Amber Heard and whatever the fuck Johnny Depp, and I'm not willing to have a long conversation about what's going on.
Realistically, it takes us years or months or years to just, like, get the full story.
Depends on the gravity of the story. I didn't know anybody stormed the Capitol until 2 months ago.
Yeah. I mean, I heard something about it, but...
Yeah. There were hearings?
Dude.
I was like, for what?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Whoa!
Yeah, I didn't know.
I mean,
Max, that's, like, you didn't hear about what I did until 2 weeks ago?
Fudge. Dude, that's pretty late. Yeah. I mean, that was a big deal.
Oh, no, yeah. that was a joke.
I understand. Oh, okay. But, I mean, of course that was facetious, but... I mean, what a crazy thing to say.
That was a wild thing, right?
That was. I remember I slept through it. I remember I was like, it's crazy history gets made in the morning. Like,
I remember it was during work, so I was like, whoa, something's happening.
Like, this is a reason to not work.
I cannot do my job right now.
Yeah. Oh, that's. I just went up. I was.
And
like,
I worked at a PR firm, so like they were all freaking out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
they were like, don't send any emails about anything. I was like, okay, I won't.
Oh no!
I'm a good employee. Yeah. Whatever you say, boss. Yeah.
I just woke up.
I won't do anything.
I saw that Apple notification. I was like, no way. Like, yeah. I was like, really? Like,
I was in Florida. It was on the TV, and I was like, holy shit! They're like,
there's the neighbors.
The neighbors exactly.
Yeah, I was like, what's is this happening right now? But then I was just like, it's nothing.
Well, let's not get into rehashing the insurrection today. We may do that on a future episode, but the point we're making is that there's news stories, and not just news stories, but cultural events like movies and TV and shit like that, that we just are not involved in the conversation with at the time, and now we feel like it's time to catch up and figure out what the hell went on with these stories everybody's talking about. And today, it's Casey Anthony, right?
Yeah.
Max, that's his name?
That is his name. That is his name. It's a bold move to start off with Casey Anthony.
Okay, yeah. I know nothing about them, so.
I'm picking up on that. I actually, well, like, none of us knew anything about Casey Anthony, and then I looked up a bunch of stuff to sort of guide the conversation. And this, to show where I knew how much coming into this, I wrote this down. My Google search was Florida Innocent Murders Daughter because I couldn't remember her name.
Florida Innocent Murders Daughter because you couldn't remember her name.
I couldn't remember. Just so you, several times before this episode and talking to other people about this, I have interchanged Casey Anthony for Monica Lewinsky. That's how much... You did it too. That's how much
they're
we
basically
knew.
Like two women that did something wrong, and are kind
of
hot.
Yeah, that's a lot of what Google said. Yeah, that's a lot of okay. Yeah, what do you know?
What did I know
before then?
Okay, all I knew about Casey Anthony was that she killed her daughter and she was kind of hot.
Well said.
Yeah.
All I knew was that. There was murder involved, and it involved kids. I didn't know it was daughter, multiple daughters. I knew. I don't know if she was acquitted.
Did you think Casey was the killer or the kid?
The killer.
Okay, because I thought for a while you thought she was the kid.
No, I knew Casey was the main subject of the whole story.
Yeah, she's like, which is crazy considering someone else got killed. That it's like about her.
Yeah, I mean the obsession makes sense. It's a hot
mom killer is gonna get the headline.
It did
over. Baby dies.
When did this start?
So this is okay. So this is how it started. Casey Anthony. This was in June 16th of 2008. Is when
2008.
Casey, who's living with her parents, Kaylee's her daughter, who's 2 years old, and they're living with their grandparents, Greg and Cindy Anthony, and the father is still unknown. The father. She know, but she hasn't told anyone. Like she didn't reveal. No one knows who the father is. Yeah, okay. So you don't know who the father is. And on June 16th, 2008, Casey takes her daughter from her parents' house when they're having like an argument, and she just left with her daughter. And then her grandparents didn't see her for 31 days, and the grandma reported her missing. And Casey claims that after she left her parents' house, their nanny stole the baby and that she was trying to track her down for the past 31 days.
So Casey and the baby went missing or just the baby?
Casey, the baby. So their parents would like call Casey and ask, where's the baby? And like, can we talk to the baby? She's like, no, I'm at work. No, she's with the nanny. No, no. And then Casey comes back 31 days later to her parents' house and says, hey, the kid's missing. I think the nanny stole her. I've been trying to track her down. And that is where it starts.
Listen, Grandma, I'm working on it. So, right? I'm trying to find the kid.
But the And then, but the grandpa had gone. The reason they were suspicious of it is because his car got repoed, and it was the car that Casey was supposed to be using on all these work trips, and it was in a repo lot, and the back of the trunk smelled like something was decomposing in there.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And then they open it up and find it to be a trash bag. Like, it's a bag full of trash.
Oh.
But it smelled, but like, so he was worried that something, like, that was covering it up. Okay. Was another thought. So, anyway.
Another thought by the dad was covering up was, like, just a, like a
the
theory.
That Casey put trash in the back afterwards to,
okay.
to make it look like it wasn't the body that was in there originally. Anyway. So this is what kind of happens. So the big, the first big thing is Casey just lies, dude. There was no nanny.
At all?
Not once. So the nanny's name was Zenaida Fernandez Gonzalez. And who,
That's Casey, a made up person?
That's the made up person.
Wow.
That's like, what?
No, 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 no.
That's so racist.
No, 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 no. That's the thing though. And her name was Zanny. Because Zenaida instead of nanny, she was called Zanny.
Yeah.
But the thing was, is she was a real person.
Zanny was a real person.
She was a real person, but they never met. She just worked at, like, an apartment building as a cleaner. She wasn't even a nanny. And, like, so this person, she just remembered this name and told people that this was the person that kidnapped her child. Yeah. Ruined her life.
Yeah, that's
ruined
crazy.
That woman.
What, someone she never met.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing. And so the other thing is she was saying she was working as a producer or something of that nature at Universal Studios. And she just wasn't.
That's pretty baller.
She hadn't worked there for 2 years. So the police wanted to go see her office and talk to her boss and all that. So she took them to Universal Studios. And walked around this office building for 20 minutes before saying, nah, I don't work here.
Really? She's like, just like was leading the cops. They're like, oh, my supervisor's like right over here.
Yeah.
Oh, they must be in a meeting. Let's look for my other supervisor.
Oh, it was insane, dude. Can you imagine just being like, who kidnapped her? Just not even a nanny. You didn't even pick a nanny.
Just someone named Zanny?
Yeah.
I'm still confused by that.
And then to, I mean.
I have a question.
Yeah,
too.
Go.
So is it like the her? Casey's parents were like, nah, Casey, like, killed this baby.
The mom thought so originally, or was worried, like, yeah.
Like, so yeah. who is testifying against Casey? Just, like, the
well,
state?
They don't know the state, yeah. They're not.
And, like, the parents, like, did they pick sides?
Well, so here's the thing. There's a lot of different things. So, anyway, the cops, she lied to them. They arrest her.
Yeah.
They arrest her for starters lying to the cops, yeah. Which is a crime. They don't even charge her with murder at first. Like, they just, like, stop lying to us, dude.
Oh, damn, you don't work at Universal Studios?
Yeah.
We're bummed now. Yeah, I get the studio tour.
I mean, how did she think? It's not a resume. Like, it's not like you put it on Excel. Like, like someone's going to call that bluff. Be like,
I don't understand her thought process.
Yeah,
she took two things that could completely be debunked.
Yeah, no, she's just... No, the easiest things to check.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I mean, they look just the easiest. Just
I mean, this is the behavior of a criminal. Like,
no, yeah.
A
so,
murderer.
So that happens. And then they're look, she insists her daughter's alive. And so people are out looking for her daughter. And then I wrote this down. Also, during the 31-day period that she was missing, Casey told that she was with a nanny. She was out partying a lot. Got a tattoo that said Bella Vita, which is Italian for a beautiful life. So that's what happened during that 31-day period. So
She was partying. She's celebrating.
She was partying.
She's happy to get rid of the kid.
That's kind of what it looks like.
That's how I'm reading this, too.
Beautiful life.
So anyway, on July 16th, she was arrested the day after... It got called in. She was arrested for lying to the police. Then, on August 11th, 12th, and 13th, a meter reader named Roy Kronk called about a suspicious object found near the grandparents' residence. Like, he thought he saw something near their house. He had to call them three times before they believed him. And then, officers did a minimal search of the area, Reportedly, this is just something they say, they didn't investigate the area closely because a psychic said it wouldn't be there. Then
the psychic said
it wouldn't be there, so they didn't check it out. That's one rumor as to why they didn't check it out.
That's why the police didn't check it out?
Yeah.
So the police were
following
taking
a psychic? Advice
of this is an episode of South Park.
Yeah, so that's one.
Wait, where is this?
Another theory is that the police officer, this is Florida.
I know, but
this
where
is Orlando.
You know, Orlando.
Orlando. And
no, Mickey Mouse said it's not there.
Well, the other theory is the cop didn't want to go in there because he was afraid of snakes.
Afraid of snakes?
And it was and it was raining. So it was either a psychic or because someone's afraid to go in. So that happened. Then the same meter guy called again. I don't know why he didn't check it out. I don't know why nobody checked it out. But it wasn't until December 11th they searched the area and found the remains of the kid.
Jesus.
That's
like six months later.
Which area is this?
This is December 11th. So this
six
has been
months
like
later.
So June 16th is when they yeah, wow. six about 6 months. The psychic then said Roy Kronk, the guy that found it, did it.
That's hilarious. In the psychic, she's like, "Well, this guy blew my cover, so he must have killed the baby."
So Roy Kronk, according to the psychic, did. And his ex—they interviewed his ex-wives, and they said he was creepy towards children. So then there was this whole Roy Kronk thing where they're like, "Where?" And he claimed to have found it because he went into the woods to relieve himself. And so that's how that happened. And so now Roy Kronk, there is a suspect, sort of. Yeah. He's a suspect. The psychic thinks he.
I was just taking a piss behind someone's house.
Yeah, and then, which is not great.
rough timing.
Yeah. So that's what happens. And then the reason that they then, one, Casey's very suspicious because she's lied a ton. And then
everything she said was a lie.
Everything.
Yeah. There's literally nothing she said was true.
Exactly.
Did you kill your baby? No. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, what?
Well,
I can't get over the psychic.
In the trunk of Casey's car, they found hair similar to her daughter's and then traces of chloroform in there. Then in the bag, the bag was a laundry bag that matched the one in the grandparents' house. There was a Winnie the Pooh blanket that matched one in the grandparents' house in the bag. And then there was duct tape that had like a similar like heart shaped pattern that's like not that common that they had in Casey's house. It looked a lot like that duct tape. They're not able to prove that it's the same. That becomes a big thing. The duct tapes.
Touched the duct tape, so they couldn't verify it.
Oh, it's a big deal. No, apparently a lot of snakes out there. and the tape had like looked like it had been placed on the mouth and nose, but it kind of like shifted over in the bag and all that because it took them 6 months to find this body, so it's like very decomposed.
Yeah.
Because someone like, I mean, it got called in August, wasn't found until December.
Yeah.
Got called in three. People went there.
And it was behind the grandparents' house where they were living the entire time.
It shows like half a mile away. So it wasn't behind, but it was like nearby.
Nearby.
And
that's
also
insane.
And it was in the same style. I don't know if it was in the same graveyard, but it was in the same style that they had buried their pets.
They buried
that is
their
so
pets?
Weird.
Yeah, like dogs and cats. I don't know if it was in the same
style.
Like in
a trash bag?
Yeah. Like in this bag. And I think it was in the same area. Like I think they talked about how similar it was to how.
Was there a cross over it? Yeah. Is that how like, oh, that might be a
bad
murder?
That'd be a bad murder. It must have not been that hard to find if someone just taking a leak on the side of the road.
It's insane to me. Like, anytime you see, like, a movie where there's a missing person, 100 people fan out, and they walk, like, miles and miles away, and it was half a mile away from the grandparents' house.
Yeah. It was really poor execution.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly a first.
Do you think it seems too good to be true? Maybe it is a setup. Maybe she got set up.
Well,
maybe Zanny.
There's one. So this is what else has happened. Oh, this is funny. This turns out. So another piece of evidence that they used is a software company looked on their house computer and found that 84 times they searched chloroform. Like,
what?
Seems
so,
like.
So that gets revealed during the trial.
Yeah.
And then the software company found out they made an error and it was only searched once.
I mean, one search is all you fucking need, though.
Well, sort of.
Yeah,
one,
that's
you
true.
Could look 84. Deshaun Watson, he went to what, 75 massage therapists? It's like, no one goes to that many. If you search it up 84 times.
Yeah, Bill Cosby, how many victims? Yeah.
84 is like what they wanted. You know,
they really want to know.
One, you're like, what's chloroform up to?
I mean, your search history is probably looking a little weird after all of this.
I look like I'm a fan.
Baby murder, how to murder baby.
How to get away with it?
Well, let's talk more about the trial. What was the outcome of the trial?
So jury selection began on May 9th, 2011. Because
it's crazy how slow. So it happened in 2008.
It's
crazy how slow this shit moves.
And in 2011, it was so popular, they had to get jurors from another district.
Right.
Like a whole other county because everybody knew. The prosecution won the death penalty. They said she used chloroform to knock her unconscious and put duct tape over her nose and mouth, left the body in a trunk so she could be free from her responsibilities as a parent. That's what the prosecution argued. The defense, led by Jose Baez, who allegedly, they didn't prove this and he went into law about it, allegedly got paid for his service and sexual favors. This is a claim that went around.
By Casey?
Yeah.
That is
a shrewd lawyer right there. I see a psycho girl willing to give some blowjobs.
Oh, my
right
God.
It's pretty, I mean, again, he denies it, and like it said he went to court for it, but I mean, there's a lot going on in this case.
Payment, though, as well. Everything that they lie about is easily proven.
Yeah.
Unless it was like cash.
So he claims that Kaylee drowned in the family pool on that day and was found by the grandpa, and he told Casey she would spend the rest of her life in jail for child neglect, and the grandpa covered up the death. And he argued that Casey had been sexually abused by her dad and brother, and that's why, like, she felt afraid, and she always was, like, she would listen to him.
So
and, like, a liar and all those things.
Oh,
so
the grandpa allegedly, like, sexually
this is the defense
Casey.
Alleging.
This is what the defense, her lawyer says.
So they're alleging they all witnessed the kid die in the pool.
And the grandpa was the guy that said cover it up and all
was
that.
Was the one that said cover it up.
And so that's what the grandpa denies this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an interesting.
Yeah, what are your thoughts?
So they all are pretty suspicious.
Like, yeah.
But the thing is, okay, so that's their story.
Wait, so quick question. It doesn't seem like that's Casey, that's what Casey's saying, though. Casey didn't say any of that.
She didn't want to
So that's
that.
The thing. So she didn't want to say, so that's why she lied.
That's why she blamed it on a random person. It's her defense.
Yeah, that's why she lied.
Okay, so she has
and lied
reason,
about where she worked.
She has reasons for lying.
Yeah, exactly.
It explains her behavior a little bit. Doesn't really explain the sexual favors for your
that is something that you can't get over.
And now I understand a little bit why she's such a cultural icon.
Yeah. At the moment, what are your thoughts right now after hearing the defense?
I almost, my initial response is that defense explains all of her odd behavior.
Yeah.
But like killing your child also explains a lot of odd behavior.
Yeah.
So I'm still conflicted.
Interesting.
I still think I would lean towards she's guilty.
Did this
in some degree of this kid dying, whether she murdered it or not.
How big of a case was this when the lawyer took it?
So this has been
30 blowjobs.
This has been, God. It was described as the social media trial of the century. On October 22nd, 2008, the parents were on the Today Show. The public largely thought she was guilty. People camped outside for seats in the courtroom.
Yeah.
Like, camped outside.
That's got to be kind of fun. If I didn't have to camp out, I'd maybe do it.
It would definitely be intense.
Would you do Yeezys or a Casey Anthony trial?
Whose trial?
The lady we're talking about?
Casey Anthony? Yeah, but you
Yeezys. Would you prefer Yeezy shoes? Or tickets.
Oh, I thought you were suggesting that Yeezy's on trial. But you're like waiting for shoes.
You gotta learn to listen, dude. That was a clear cut conversation.
He literally never listens to me.
No, I'm sorry, Yosk.
I missed that one.
It's okay.
Yosk.
Yosko. I don't, if I'm being honest, I don't know your full name.
Shit, right? Do you think anybody who listens to the podcast knows my full name?
Yeah, I think I do. Corey Yosko.
Koryaskowitz. Oh, yeah, you do say it every single time.
I say Koryaskowitz every time.
Koryaskowitz.
So you fucking listen.
Yeah.
Whoa, dude.
Fuck you.
I feel welcomed.
Yeah. So at the moment, you think it was me
Googling chloroform.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's also pretty tough too.
Yeah. The chloroform Google.
That is. Yeah. And I believe they found some chloroform near the area.
Maybe it's possible.
Wait.
Sorry. You go.
I was gonna say maybe the child was underwater for so long that it was like incapacitated.
I think it was that the ladder. They said the ladder wasn't up in the pool.
The ladder wasn't up in the pool. So I'm saying they used the chloroform to sort of like, because they knew it was over.
Oh, to finish a job?
To finish the job.
Nah, I feel like you drown, you're dead, right?
Well, here's the thing that's really interesting is how cold she came off.
Casey.
Yeah, Casey. Yeah. Like, she was out partying, getting tattoos. Regardless, either scenario, knows her kid's dead.
But imagine the grandfather saying, live your life. You know, act like nothing happened.
That wasn't their parenting style. That wasn't
the grandparents' style.
No,
okay.
That wasn't. But yeah, chillers.
She did get a tattoo.
She did get a tattoo.
And I'm sorry, do we know when the tattoo was tattooed?
acquired?
When the tattoo was got?
When was it?
When they done get that tattoo?
When did we know the tat date?
When was it?
No, it was within the next month. Okay. I don't know the exact date, but it was in the next month.
Because that tattoo thing is true.
It's very the partying is very odd.
But yeah, partying. Also that she abandoned her family.
I think no matter what, she knows how the kid died, 100%. Obviously.
100%.
And needs to be held responsible.
You think that no matter what happened, either she killed the baby or something happened? Like
she
probably knows what happened.
Yeah, there's no other option. Like, there's no...
Well, her defense is that she knows what happened, and it was the...
I mean, I didn't get that much of a read on the parents. What the defense said, or the prosecutor said in their closing, is they said, nobody makes an accident look like murder.
Yeah.
Which is a very fair point.
Yeah. If the kid just, like, accidentally drowned...
No one makes...
You're not, like, throw it in a trash bag.
Yeah, nobody makes it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Which is really kind of like, why would anyone do this?
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. So what was? Well, let's get to what was the verdict?
The trial lasted 6 weeks.
Yeah,
and this is how it was pretty quick. Deliberations began on July 4th, and the verdict was reached July 5th.
Okay, the next day
they felt pretty confident. they found her not guilty on murdering the kid.
Uh-huh.
And very guilty on lying.
Very guilty on lying. That's it, though.
Yeah.
What'd she get? Like, what was
she? She was in for like several years.
In jail for several years.
Yeah, for the lying. She was the most hated woman in America.
Yeah,
The whole public thought she was guilty. When she was found not guilty, views on websites jumped from 2 million to 3.3 million.
Which websites?
I can't. I think it was.
Chloroform.com.
Yeah. Oh no.
Buryyourchild.net.
Isn't that such a crazy like you bring it to court, like they searched it 86 times.
Yeah.
And then 2 days later have to be like, it was actually just one time.
Yeah.
Clearly they got paid off.
Apparently the guy that did it wrong flew back on his own dime to apologize.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I feel like they got paid off to like switch what they were saying.
Yeah.
All this shit is so dirty. Courts.
This USA Today polled 2/3 of Americans believe she was guilty. Women were more than twice as likely to think she was guilty.
That makes sense. Yeah.
And this is, I think, the funniest thing about, not the funniest thing, this is a funny thing.
This is a funny thing about an otherwise tragic thing.
Yeah, it's a really sad thing. That's why it's a tough start.
It's a tough kickoff. Really
tough. Do you know how weird it is to wake up at 10 a.m. and then just look up Casey Anthony?
Yeah.
I mean, we could have chosen something else. It's really, I mean, it's really sad.
We could have just watched Titanic like we talked about.
We could. I mean, that's also sad. We need it goes poorly for a lot of people in that, too.
Yeah.
We need an upper.
All right, we'll watch La La Land.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
But so she's
quite great.
Where's Casey now? I don't know why I did one Google on the way here and I thought she was dead.
What's
you
Casey
did
up
think
to?
She was dead. That was
you were like, she's dead?
Yeah.
Oh shit, I gotta change my notebook.
Larry Flint, who ran Hustler, offered her $500,000.
Of course.
Well, that's to pose naked. But even Hugh Hefner was like, I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's which crazy. Is insane to insane. Call to cross Hugh Hefner's yeah. moral line and be like,
yeah. From his point of view, from Flynn's point of view, she's innocent. Yeah.
It would have crushed too.
Oh yeah, it was. Yeah, well,
it would have crushed.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Wasn't there another one? Amanda Knox. That was another hot. Potential murderer.
Baby killer?
Yeah, maybe we can look into this
hot
one.
Hotbabykillers.com.
No, this was not a baby killer. This was a roommate. This was like a European roommate, and she's pretty hot. And I think she got offers to do porn.
That's tough. Look, if you have.
All right, another thing we don't know about.
Yeah true. Luke, okay. La La Land.
Amanda Knox. Bernie Madoff.
Just alternate between feel good movies and horrible women killers.
Yeah, exactly.
Do we think?
Yeah.
I don't know. She.
What do you think happened?
I think she totally killed that kid.
Killed the kid, and yeah. then like yeah. just like.
I think so.
The drowning was story was made up, and everything else was bullshit.
Yeah. Well, they couldn't prove the cause of death.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. Like so if she murdered like, if she murdered her baby, they don't know how
so
she
like,
did it.
So yeah. So it could have very the baby could have drowned. It also very well, and then they just put duct tape on to mm-hmm. make it look like a murder.
But, I think yeah, the whole family crazy. Witnessed the baby die, yeah. and there was just a crazy, terrible cover-up that went to play. Then everyone just started making up their stories to cover their ass. I think they all saw the kid die, yeah. and it was an accident.
I just, like, if it was an accident, like, I don't see, you know, why even hide it?
Just yeah. Yeah, imagine the panic when a kid dies.
Yeah, but... I mean, yeah, that's
get your shit together. I stack milk. All right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Life's not easy. True. Life's not easy. Things happen.
That's yeah. That's a lot higher stakes, dude.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
It could have been like an on purpose accident, heat of the moment, baby kill.
That's and murder, dude.
Yeah, no, I agree.
On purpose accident.
No, I agree, but then you're like, holy shit, what I just did.
That's an on purpose accident. That is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
An intentional mistake.
I fucking did. I meant to not meant to kill that baby.
I meant to accidentally kill it.
Like it was a heat of the moment. It was a heat of the moment kill. And then right after, she's like, "Holy shit, what did I just do?" And then like,
it's like shooting a gun and then saying, "Oops."
Yeah. I remember when I was
she like super pissed that it was crying and just like.
I think we're just describing murder. I think
yeah.
that's
no,
what
no, I agree.
I agree.
But, like, I don't know if she was like, okay, I can't have a kid anymore. Like, I'm going to kill this. You know, it, like, yeah. that's where the intention comes.
I'll say this, though. Apparently, like, she wasn't a bad mom, like, before. Really?
Was I mean, or was not?
Was not. Like, known to be a bad mom before. Then her reputation.
Just a little aloof when it came to the pool.
Took it. Well, yeah. The kid knew how to get to the pool. By herself. Like, that was established.
I don't even like, want to know the age. She,
no, it's...
It's important.
It's like, she was like 2.5. Okay, she was like 2. But, yeah, we don't want to focus on that. We should focus on the cop that was afraid of snakes.
Yeah.
And the psychic.
And the sexual psychic. Favors. I mean, there's a lot of...
Wait, the psychic is real, though, because the cops were involved with the psychic.
Apparently, yeah. Which, I mean, it took a really long time to find something that was not hiding that hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty
half
crazy.
Half a mile out.
Yeah, half a mile out. 6 months. 6 months.
And the grandparents had to be people of interest or persons of interest as well.
Well, like, someone in that family did something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was neglect ultimately. What? But I don't know.
I don't think it was
all
baby
I know
suicide.
Is, all I know is after this I'm gonna be looking up pictures of Casey Anthony.
Yeah.
Oh jeez, dude.
Casey Anthony.
She looks.
Picks.
She looks.
Poolside.
Hot court picks.
Pool picks.
She looks. She looks like she murders. Dude. Like really? She does not look fun. Like she looks. There's just nothing there.
Well, I'm sure her courtroom picks are not the most her best angles.
Right.
Wasn't Anna Delvey like?
What?
Anna Delvey.
Anna Delvey.
Do you know what I'm talking about or not?
No, of course not.
Okay. Yes. Sorry. Just.
I appreciate it. Yeah, that's no, the whole no. point of this. This isn't a reference-based podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt the group if we start bringing in outside sources.
Yeah, okay. But hey, we all learned a lot today about something that I feel caught up now on Casey Anthony.
Yeah,
I know Casey.
Crazy.
We did it.
I don't know if I have a full opinion yet. Like, I don't know if I can... I honestly don't know if I can confidently describe what happened.
I feel like I could engage... Happened. I feel like I can engage in a conversation on it now, though,
yeah.
if it ever comes up again.
I'd be like, bro...
Do you hear about this Casey Anthony yeah. shit? Yeah.
I get why people were interested. I
mean, oh, yeah.
100%.
There was a lot. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course it was Florida, dude.
Yeah.
Of course it was Florida.
Yeah. But we were educated now, and I think a year from now we'll be talking about Pete and Kim's breakup. So I'll pay attention to that in about 12 months.
We got it. Yeah, we're wrapped. This is great. It's great stuff.
Great stuff. Welcome great to the stuff. Program, Max.
Yeah, welcome, Max.
So it's an honor and a privilege, fellas. It's an honor and a privilege.
We'll be back again next week. Thank you, folks.